It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Kent Wilson is here, the one of the senior vice presidents of Alpine Bank Glenwood. You've heard us talking about the Grateful for Glenwood promotion, celebrating Alpine's 40th anniversary in Glenwood. They're at 23rd and Grand, and you've spent a lot of years at that location as well.
I have.
Still continuing to spend a lot of time at that location. I know in April, when the actual 40th anniversary occurred, I know everybody was actually worked through that first weekend of end of March, beginning of April, trying to get the Paycheck Protection Program applications through and get that money sent out to those local businesses, including us. That it was a big help. I know I speak for a lot of folks when I say that. And now this summer, obviously, you've still got some rules that you need to follow, and you know, wearing face coverings in the bank and staying 6 feet away from others and from members of the public. It's a little more fun. Grateful for Glenwood is a chance for Alpine to give back to customers that have well, and just the community over the last 40 years that's supported Alpine Bank.
Exactly. Can you believe it's been 40 years?
No.
Yeah, I can't either.
No.
And I've been there at the Glenwood location. It'll be 22 years at the end of this month. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Exciting. Yeah.
Grateful for Glenwood is kind of a collaboration between the Glenwood Chamber and Alpine Bank Glenwood, of course, and us here at KMTS, although I'd say we have the least skin in the game. We get to talk about it a lot. We get to have fun. We get to announce people's names on the air, which is always a good time.
Hey, that's a big part of it.
And we enjoy it. But this is all part of Glenwood Gold, which is a special currency that the Glenwood Chamber has come up with. And kind of outside of the Alpine Bank promotion, and yet it's integral in the Alpine Bank promotion as well. So how this works, you go to alpinebank.com or kmts.com, and you can submit names of friends, neighbors, healthcare professionals, public safety, police officers.
Anybody, law enforcement, nonprofit workers, your neighbor.
Sure.
Somebody who does a good deed and you would like to recognize for a job well done or assistance during this interesting times that we're in. So teachers. Really anybody can be nominated.
Yep. And we're going to start drawing from the entries that have been received. We're going to start drawing those names on Monday.
Yep.
At noon. So before ABC News at noon is when we're planning on doing this. And we'll not only announce the winner of the Glenwood Gold, but we'll also obviously share the comment that was shared by the person that nominated them.
Yeah, and that's a nice touch.
Yeah, I like that. I like that very much. And it's $100. We're doing 250 of these. Is that math right, Kent?
So $25,000 that the bank is putting up, and and a lot of this I think a lot of people know we've been engaged and have been very supportive in the communities that we serve, and that starts from the top down. I mean, so Bob Young, started with his philanthropy and giving back to the community. And that's just always been the heart of the bank. And that has carried down to our senior management team and really to every employee at the bank. So
I wouldn't be surprised if a few bank employees got nominated for this program as well. I'm guessing, though, that you're not eligible to win.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Me or my family. So, but We as employees can nominate someone.
Okay. Yes. Where I was going with that is, as you say, Alpine has always supported the community in various ways and supported the employees of Alpine Bank. For instance, you're encouraged to take paid time to work on nonprofit committees and boards and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And so that's encouraged to get involved with, whether it's a civic club or a community cause. The bank also pays for 3 days of volunteer time to use however that employee sees fit. So
Is that three days a year, a month, a week?
3 days for the year.
Okay.
But let's just say the bank has been pretty understanding in certain circumstances.
Sure. Yeah. I know Alpine, from time to time, there have been groups of Alpine Bank employees that have helped work on Habitat homes that have just I think this may have been Bruce Robinson's thing, actually, would go out and find like projects, like older folks that couldn't maybe take care of household projects. They would go out with three or four folks and they'd just take care of it. Painting or whatever.
We did that for quite some time back in the day, where we would coordinate with some seniors in the community and go weed their garden. Help them with changing the batteries in a smoke detector. I mean, simple things. Or mowing their yard, raking leaves, doing some minor handiwork.
Do you feel that that makes you a happier employee, being able to engage in that kind of work?
I would definitely say that that is the case. It gives you a sense of purpose and looking kind of outside of your own sphere of influence, I guess, and your daily job duties. It's nice to give back and to help others with whatever things they might need.
Again, the promotion is Grateful for Glenwood. It's a collaboration between Alpine Bank, the Glenwood Chamber, and KMTS. You can learn more. You can nominate someone at KMTS.com. Just click on the header at the very top of the website, and that'll take you to Alpine Bank's specific page where you can make the nomination. It is so simple. I believe you just enter your name and then your message or words about the person that you're nominating. And again, these on Monday at noon when we start awarding these $100 Glenwood Gold currencies, it's completely random. So if you want to recognize someone but you don't have a lot of words, there are only so many Ron Milhorns in the world that can find all these flowery sentences.
It doesn't need to be a thesis.
Yes,
it
exactly.
It can be very, very short and sweet.
And that has nothing to do with who we choose. It'll be a completely random based on the number of entries that are in there currently. Again, alpinebank.com, KMTS.com, either one will get you to the same place. And again, nominate someone you know who has done good for any number of reasons in Glenwood specifically. Take a quick break. We'll come back and visit a little bit more with Kent in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Kent Wilson, the senior VIP, one of the senior VIPs of Alpine Bank Glenwood. I guess an officer of the bank is what I would call you. In lay terms, the guy I call when, well, you know.
I'm your guy, Gabe.
And likewise. This time around, we're actually not talking so much about finances, although I guess we kind of are. It's Grateful for Glenwood, Alpine Bank's 40th anniversary in Glenwood at 23rd and Grand. And, again, giving away $25,000 in this Glenwood Gold currency. So we did not talk in the first segment about what exactly Glenwood Gold is. Glenwood Gold is a currency valid at participating businesses in Glenwood. And a growing list, more and more all the time. You can find out more. There's a link from the page that I told you about earlier. We're talking about everything from retail, restaurants, bars, food, attractions, even some service and health. I know a lot of us missed our cleaning appointment because of the quarantine, and you can actually get you can pay for services with Dr. Corey Johnson with the Glenwood Gold. And retail, Sandy's Office Supply, Summit Canyon Mountaineering, Treads. They'll give the whole list a little bit later on. Again, it is on the website. And as far as food is concerned, a big list, including Pinwheel's Frozen Yogurt, Riviera Supper Club and Piano Bar, Sunshine and Moons, the Pullman.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And this is not a complete list because there's new businesses being added all the time. And
exactly.
And
exactly.
It's easy for the businesses to sign up. It's go to the Chamber website. There's no upfront costs or anything like that to do so. Nothing special or any fancy hoops that you need to jump through. So it's just listing your business name to be on the list to accept the Glenwood Gold certificates. And then generally, once that certificate's used, within 2 weeks or so, the chamber would reimburse business.
So get a hold of Angie at the Glenwood Chamber mm-hmm. if you want to be on the list. And it you do not need to be a Glenwood Chamber member to be one of the participating businesses either.
And that's a good point. So chamber members or any business in Glenwood or future chamber members for that matter. There you go.
There you go. You never know. You may turn into a future chamber member depending.
Oh, right. Yeah. Exactly.
And again, Alpine Bank has set aside $25,000 giving away $100 increments of Glenwood Gold starting Monday, and then each weekday afternoon we'll announce those winners here on KMTS. In order to announce those winners, of course, we need more entries. Just go to KMTS.com or AlpineBank.com, and you can get more information there. It's, again, wide open. Whoever you think should be recognized for mm-hmm. doing good in any way. I know that
and there's no age limit.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. You can nominate your favorite babysitter if you would like.
I love that idea. Love that idea. Obviously, I'm guessing a lot of healthcare professionals, doctors, nurses, other professionals that work in healthcare could be nominated. Mm-hmm. Obviously, veterans are highly respected in the community, and so there may be some veterans that are nominated as well. Like you say, it could be babysitter or neighbor that did something nice for you. It can be anything big or small.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That you can nominate someone for. And as we mentioned before, of course, you're more articulate than I am. It doesn't have to be a thesis. Just a couple words about why you think they deserve. And again, we will read your words on the air. But it's a completely random drawing when we draw these names on the air.
Yeah, even like one comment here, you don't mind me sharing.
Sure, Gabe, of course.
Is just as simple as that he's a great friend to have. I'll kind of go through some of these. I don't want to give away the names necessarily, but let's see. Seems to know everyone and loves us all equally. Mm. Great father and husband to my three kids. Mm. Helps at the hospital, tirelessly works, provided support to people in need. So yeah, just a lot of good comments here. Yeah. Some are a little longer than others. So
sure. And again, there's no minimum or maximum length. Nope. Again, those are just some of the comments that folks have made. Again, comments are very nice. And if we draw that name, we'll mention those comments. But it's not a requirement to write a long dissertation about why this person should receive $100 of Glenwood Gold.
Right. All random. So everybody has an equal chance of winning.
You know, we've had a long-standing relationship at KMTS with Alpine Bank, aside from being our financial institution of record. for back to the Valley Bank days, actually, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, with Bill Dunaway back in the day. Yeah,
exactly. Alpine, of course, has sponsored the 8 a.m. news on KMTS since long before I knew what KMTS was. I couldn't tell you exactly how far back it goes, but I know it's beyond 1988, let's put it that way. And, of course, still continues to be a great partner. You know, Alpine Bank was a huge supporter of the virtual interactive prom that we did for local juniors and seniors. Well, anybody. I mean, anybody that could listen to the radio. But it's just a longstanding relationship. And, of course, you know, Jay Rickstrew, who's the regional president, supports all of our high school sports programs as well in sponsoring those.
So. And you guys do a great job. So let me shine a little light on you and the station. I mean, to have a station do what you guys do these days in radio is somewhat unheard of, with, you know, live DJs in the morning and then again in the afternoon, and then Ron traveling all over the state to do sporting events and if there's any special communication that needs to happen. I mean, we can all remember the Coal Seam Fire and the Storm King Fire and those kind of things. So I mean, you guys do a very good job in our community, certainly.
I appreciate that.
We appreciate that.
In our industry, we would call it full service.
That's right.
So here's a little history for you, Kent. Remember, so the downstairs where your office was for a while.
Right.
Do you I don't know if they're still in business or not, but remember when the bank building was first built, there were actually separate offices downstairs. And it was an investment firm called Hanovan Imhoff. Do you remember that?
That may have been a little before my time, but I vaguely remember that the bank did have some tenants in the basement there. Yeah. And that probably was one of them.
I remember because every morning on the radio, they would do like a market report before the markets opened. And it was somebody from the company would call the radio station, and on the air they would give you know, what the markets were looking like for the day.
All right.
It's another random memory.
Hey, there we go.
I should start.
There's probably many of them.
Right. We should get a sponsor for those. Gabe's random memory of the day is brought to you today by.
You know, one of the things that I think makes this program beneficial for so many, I mean, we're all coming out of, you know, kind of our sequestering and our lockdown, and now that things are starting to ease, and what we really want to do with this program is, and the chamber as well, and KMTS's support, is just encourage commerce once again. I mean, especially, and, you know, helping all the businesses in our local communities, keeping the money here, and, you know, getting people out, whether it's buying gift certificates. Father's Day is coming up.
That's a really good point.
That's right. So,
and by the way, you can buy the Glenwood Gold as well. There's more information about that and the whole Glenwood Gold program on the Chamber's website, which is glenwoodchamber.com. So, again, there's kind of three angles to this.
Right.
You know, we're telling everybody about it. Alpine Bank is giving $25,000, which we're giving away each weekday at noon starting next week. And then
– and that runs through July 17th,
yes.
I believe?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
You are correct. Yeah. So
I had my dates right.
And you didn't even have a calendar handy, so I am impressed. Very well, but you work with numbers, though, so I guess I would kind of.
I would hope. Again,
you can learn more about Grateful for Glenwood, the Alpine Bank promotion, at KMTS.com or at alpinebank.com. And again, we're giving away those $100 Glenwood Gold. The $100 denominations, I guess you might say, of Glenwood Gold on those weekdays at noon here on KMTS. Back for some final thoughts in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, Kent Wilson is with us. He is a senior VIP. VIP. You are a VIP, Kent.
Just a senior vice president. The VIP title might be a little too much there, Gabe.
Well, like I say, you're a VIP to me. One of the vice presidents at Alpine Bank Glenwood. Again, it's Alpine Bank Glenwood's 40th anniversary at 23rd and Grand. And part of that, giving away $25,000 in Glenwood Gold, a special currency from the Glenwood Chamber that's good at a number of different businesses. You know, I promised I would give the whole list. again, as of right now, mm-hmm. the list is a la carte, Active Communications, Confetti Design, Cooper Corner Gallery, Fine Things, Jewelry and Collectibles, Glenwood Toys and Gifts, High Country Gems and Minerals, Homestead, Sandy's Office Supply, Summit Canyon Mountaineering, Treads. So those are all the retail establishments. I'll break them up a little bit. So we'll talk about food and lodging and attractions and services and health a little bit later on in the conversation. But again, Alpine Bank is giving $25,000 that we'll give away in $100 increments of Glenwood Gold, valid at participating establishments. You can nominate someone for the Grateful for Glenwood giveaway at kmts.com or at alpinebank.com. You can learn more about Glenwood Gold on the Chamber's website, which is glenwoodchamber.com.
Yeah.
And, it's so we mentioned earlier, I think this is very common. The staff at KMTS back in March when we had one of our weekly Zoom meetings with the whole staff, we decided we would be involved in, we would help any organization in the community that needed it as long as we could, right?
Mm-hmm.
Given the circumstances. And that was our decision at that time. Angie at the Glenwood Chamber and the Chamber Board has decided whether you're a chamber business or not, they're going to try and help, as you say, you know, stir up some business,
yep.
some economy.
Get some commerce going.
Exactly. Exactly.
And what a great thing
yeah,
for that
absolutely.
To occur, that you don't have to be a chamber yeah. member yet.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
But, for the common good of all businesses in the 81601 zip code and benefits the businesses and as well as other causes. And regarding this program, who doesn't like free money, right?
Right, exactly. A
$100 bill to spend.
You're probably asked for it all the time working in the banking industry. I know we've talked a lot about banking regulation, obviously 2008, 2009, when the huge bank bubble burst. There were a lot of new rules, particularly when you're writing mortgages, that you had to follow over the years. And yet, as with anything, the pendulum kind of swings back and forth. And so have you seen major changes in the last 12 years in just the finance industry because of those new rules?
Well, sort of. We all have to play by the same rules, right?
Because right.
we're all federally regulated. So, but still having some creativity and local decision making
right.
Is big. And us being able to, we know our customers, know our markets, and to be able to still tailor financial products and services to the customer or the business.
Is there a difference in – let me rephrase that question. What is the biggest difference in being a local community bank versus, you know, a bank with branches in all 50 states and all U.S. territories and some foreign countries?
Well, you get to know the people at the bank. You get to develop a relationship and an ongoing relationship with those people. Even the smaller community banks now have a lot of technology at their disposal. So you can deposit checks remotely, use your phone to deposit a check or make transfers or do online banking at your house. I mean, so a lot of those barriers have been eliminated, and you know we can compete on that playing field as well as any of the large banks. But we offer a better relationship. You know your people. You see these people at the pool, at the store, at the on the street, and at church. So developing that relationship, I think, is big.
They sometimes give you Elitch tickets and ski tickets.
That's right.
It's actually, from that standpoint, from a lot of standpoints, banking and radio is actually very similar. We're both federally regulated, right? Have to follow, yep, in theory, at least, all the same rules that other radio stations do, although, yeah, again, off the soapbox. And also, we have available the same technology that all of the, you know, like Denver, Dallas, New York radio stations have at our disposal. It's just a question of how can we utilize it locally, mm-hmm, and make it relevant.
Yeah. So, and we've, you know, we certainly want to take advantage of any technological banking products that we can, but we've, they call it, you want to be on the leading edge, but not the bleeding edge. You don't, yes, want to be the first bank to try something, you know. Right. You want to wait until the bugs are worked out and then
let somebody else try it and prove that it's viable and then give it a try.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Again, the conversation today is primarily focusing on Grateful for Glenwood, Alpine Bank. Grateful, as we are, grateful for Alpine Bank being in Glenwood for the last 40 years or so. Again, $25,000 in Glenwood gold will be given away on Monday is when we will start. Each weekday at noon, we will announce another name from that list and share the words that were shared by that person that nominated them on the air, and they'll get $100 in Glenwood gold, which again will be valid at, to talk about food, well, it is kind of lunchtime, right?
Yeah.
Colorado Ranch House, Glenwood Canyon Brewing Company, Pinwell's Frozen Yogurt, Riviera Supper Club, Sunshine and Moons, The Pullman, Vico's Charcoal Burger. Okay, I'm listening. Glenwood gold is also valid at Hotel Glenwood Springs, the Red Mountain Inn, Rio Grande B&B. You can use Glenwood gold at Blue Sky Adventures, as well as Inkswell Screen Printers, Skin to Soul Holistic Massage and Wellness, Trailhead Chiropractic, and Dr. Corey Johnson, DDS.
Mm-hmm.
And adding more all the time again.
Absolutely. I think this list will continue to grow on a daily basis.
And I think the nomination list will continue to grow, especially once we announce the first winner. I think a lot more people will say,
I think the buzz will.
Oh, that's what it's about. Yeah.
And I'm assuming you will notify.
Oh, yeah.
The winners.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If we have contact information, we'll definitely let them know.
Okay.
Either us or somebody from the bank.
Right. Okay.
Kate Collins, who's kind of been our contact person for this particular promotion, we'll figure it out.
Right.
If we have contact, we'll let you know. Again, you can learn more about Grateful for Glenwood at KMTS.com and at AlpineBank.com. Again, submit name of anyone you know that you think deserves a little extra recognition and, of course, a little extra cash, too. Any final thoughts, comments, Kent?
No, I think it's a great program. Get out there, nominate people for the Glenwood Gold. Or Grateful for?
Yes. They're one and the same. Yeah, it's Grateful for Glenwood Gold. And it's all kind of combined together, a combination of efforts from the Glenwood Chamber, Alpine Bank, and then we're happy to be able to tell people about it.
All right.
It's what we do.
Great. Well, thank you, Gabe.
Again, three websites, KMTS.com, AlpineBank.com, GlenwoodChamber.com. All the best. Talk to you soon. Take care. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.